Episode 2087, Unplugged.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in everything else, we don't even stop long enough to think about what we need. Well, today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. I really want you to focus on your relationship with God. Where are you in your walk? And this doesn't have to be this almighty, okay, I'm coming to a dead end and I have to make some definite decisions. No, it's about a reflection. It gives you that opportunity to pivot when you need to. We all need that time to be unplugged. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the gift of presence is only available when you're available. Something so easy, but an art so lost. What are you doing to be unplugged in a plugged up world? You know, I receive hundreds of emails a day. I bet you have a lot too in your inbox. Some of high importance, others not worth even a click of the mouse. Yet there I stand going through the inbox, deleting each one, whether good or bad. 15 minutes gone in a click. And that's not just one time. I usually do it 3 or 4 times a day, and I know that's crazy. The calendar screams blue ink, only 3 lines of white. Where will I get to do what God wants me to do? Between our schedules, routines, responsibilities, and daily urgencies, there seems to be minimal time available for our faith walk. And that walk truly needs to be a daily one. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11 rings so loud, but yet hurts so deeply. I don't know how anyone can do life without daily bread that only God can give, but we do it. We try to go through our days under our own strength, working in our own capacity. Where does that get you? I know for me, it doesn't get me very far, especially now that I'm getting older. My body runs down faster. And I'm thinking, Lord, I've got to be able to prioritize better. I've got to be able to see what you see, not just what I want to see. We've got to recognize the importance of being unplugged. Now, you can unplug many things. The first one that might come to mind is your phone, tablet, or unplugging from social media, right? Maybe you've had that experience already. It's like, okay, I'm taking this day off. Maybe you practice that already. And if you do, I applaud you. But unfortunately, if we're honest with ourselves, we don't do it enough. We don't repeat that in our day to day because we get trapped. I know I do. And these are definitely areas that we need to unplug, right? Our phone, our tablet, our computer, our gaming systems, our social media, whatever attracts you. You know, for example, binge watching TV, your favorite TV show, right? You click on it, and next thing you know, you're 13 episodes in. You're like, yeah, I got a whole season done. Where's next year? You're already ready to be there. Anything over-exaggerated in your life is easy for us to get caught up in. It could be shopping. It could be decorating for Christmas. It could be playing your guitar. Unplugged doesn't mean you have to disconnect physically from a wall or turning off an electronic. I think we've, you know, had this mindset that this is where we need to be. But no, I want you to think of it more of your presence on whom the focus is deserved. We are removing ourselves from the presence of God through our daily actions. And for me, that's a statement that stings. because I don't get it right every day. I get consumed by things that I don't need to be consumed with. And yes, I need to take care of my responsibilities, and some weeks are worse than others, but we can't sit here and keep living in this cycle that draws us away from God. God desires to be with us in our everyday, not just when we want Him to be. But we set Him up only to be available to us when a crisis arises or it's convenient. What if you switched your days around and focused on the one who loves you most, God? Don't you think your daily conversations with yourself would change? Don't you think you would be more clear on the next steps? Don't you think you would understand more of your journey and complain less? Don't you think you would look at yourself and see a different reflection than what you feel right now? Unplugged. You see, it goes both ways. We get unplugged from God to plug in somewhere else. But God says, no, I don't want you unplugging from me. I want you to plug into me so I can give you your daily bread, exactly what you need every single day. I have recently been walking, started back up, but it's not on the treadmill. Oh no, I'm a nature girl. And I used to do it on the treadmill for a few reasons why. One specifically because of injury, and I wanted to make sure I was on stable ground. There was some impact, you know, resistance where it would absorb it and I wouldn't have to take it on my joints. And so I did that for a while and it was great. But you know what I missed? Being outside, being in nature. Why? Because that allows me to get plugged into God. And when I began to make that shift to the treadmill, as simple as changing where my foot strikes, it changed how my relationship went with God. And I know that seems really strange, but you see, my walking time, even if I was listening to an audiobook, if I was literally physically reading a book, walking with a book in my hand, which I do quite often, I know it's kind of like Belle in The Beauty and the Beast. It's kind of strange walking through town, reading a book, but that's what I do because I want to learn more. I want to dive in. But you see, it's different hitting my foot on the pavement versus hitting my foot on a treadmill. On the pavement, even though I'm reading, all of a sudden I hear this beautiful song. It's a bird song. And I drop my book down, lower it to the side of me, and I look up in search of this gorgeous sound that I hear, this conversation high above me. And there I'm amazed to see a bird. I see lots of different birds. So I can't tell you exactly which one I see all the time because I see lots of them. Then I walk around the corner and I'm drawn in by these tall oak trees. And as these branches come over and I still, as tall as I can pretend to be, I can't reach the ends of the branches, but I see a different coloration. Dark in the center. And as it goes out, it gets lighter and brighter. New growth. You see, there's something about striking my foot on God's creation. And yeah, I know I'm on pavement, but it's at least closer to dirt. I'm sometimes on dirt. Most of the time, I'm not. It's for safety reasons. Makes sense, right? But I'm among all of His creation. It's all around me. I want you to really think about how you are living out your everyday when it comes to inviting God into your day. Are you making time? Because I'm telling you right now, these last few weeks has been a total shift to me. I mean, it's not even a pivot. It's not even a word. Shift isn't even a good word. It has opened up my heart again, even more and deeper. And my heart was deep before. I like to go deep fast. And I went deep when I was a little girl. But I'm still digging deeper. And just being in the presence again. Knowing that He created this. But wait, there's more. He also created me. He created you. And when you begin to feel that gift of presence, you can't help but look at your day differently. You can't help but look at your routines, your responsibilities. Everything appears differently. Then when I go back into the office and I'm asked a question, an email comes through, a phone call comes in, you know what? My mind is clear and set. Why? Because I took some time to be in the presence of God, the gift of presence, simply unplugged. I want to encourage you today to do just that, to take the time. Yes, leave your electronics behind. However, I would say take a phone. Safety is great. I have a phone. I listen to my worship music. I listen to audiobooks. I listen to lots of different things when I'm walking. Podcast even. Yeah, I listen to myself. Not really. I listen to myself when I edit myself. And that's kind of strange when you listen to yourself and you're editing yourself, because sometimes I wish, okay, that's for another episode. But you see, it's so important for us to understand that God is going to meet us where we are, but we have to be available to Him. And the problem is we are hiding in the shadows of electronics. We are hiding in the shadows of social media. We are hiding in the shadows of anything that is drawing us away from Him. And that can be anything. It could literally be sitting on the toilet. If that's your thing, that could be drawing you away from God. I'm just saying. Hopefully that put a little smile on your face today. But in all seriousness, get plugged into God. Take away what doesn't need your attention and lean in on whom created you. God's there and He wants to go on the ride of a life with you, and He wants to take you on an incredible adventure, but you have to be available. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.